I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Governor Robert Bentley's support of a referendum on a state lottery comes 6 years after he criticized gambling as a detriment to society. The governor has consistently supported the people's right to vote on gambling. However, in his 2010 campaign, Bentley opposed all gambling because it preyed upon those who could least afford to lose money. Asked about his past remarks, Bentley says he weighed what would be best for the state. The governor says a lottery is the only option left for funding Medicaid, a health care program for the poor, after the state tried cutting costs, borrowing money, and raising taxes. Bentley does not believe a lottery carried the same social problems as casino gambling. The governor has called a special session beginning August 15th on the issue. Alabama residents have a chance to resolve their overdue tax bills. The State Commission of Revenue is running an amnesty program for people to help make it easier for taxpayers to pay without penalties. For the rest of August, the revenue staff will work with taxpayers to find out how much they owe. Alabama Commissioner of Revenue Julie McGee says that some taxpayers could qualify for no penalties and half the interest off.
Last time we did this was in the 80s, and we did not have good participation. So this time we're advertising, and we created the website, and we're really trying to promote it and let people know it exists because it's a really good opportunity.
McGee says that it takes very limited qualifications to be accepted into the program. McGee also said that the program could be used to pay off all different types of taxes and not just income tax. The amnesty will end August 30th. And a blood bank company operating in Alabama is starting to test for the Zika virus. Florida-based One Blood owns collection centers in South Alabama as well as Florida and Georgia. Technicians will scan for Zika and will contact the donor if the results are positive. Susan Forbes is vice president of communications for One Blood. She says while people need to consider giving blood every day, the need is especially high now.
Blood is needed every day in our community. Summer is a difficult time to begin with because school's out, people are on vacation. The blood supply does not go on vacation, and there's patients in our hospitals who need blood every day, and we are dependent upon volunteer blood donors coming in to donate on a regular basis.
Forbes says the planning for the virus has gone on for over a year. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama areas tonight with lows in the lower to mid-70s and a slight chance of showers and storms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.